Now we'll see the soon it's Lag Ba'Omer. You know what Lag Ba'Omer soon? After Pesach. Now we'll see Rav Shmuel Shapira had a very, very, very powerful connection, strong connection to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Now we'll see some stories. In those days, talking about in the 1940s, 1950s, Meron was nothing. There was a few houses there, it was empty, and by the Tzion there was no water, no electricity, no nothing. It was nothing, it was nothing. Not like today, you go, you have everything. You can see, you have tzimels, you can sleep over there, you have food, everything you have. It was nothing there.
There's nothing missing.
What?
Today there's nothing missing.
Nothing missing. But according to Rav Shmuel, Meron was fire. It was a spiritual fire. Meron had a few things that made it a spiritual Gan Eden for him in this world. What did they have? First of all, Rav Shmuel Bar Yochai was buried there. Second of all, there was hardly any people there. It was empty. It was just forest and beauty and calm. They didn't hear any cars. It was very isolated. Right? And third of all, there was forest to go stream. Yeah, the three things there, no people, isolated, no people, right? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and then it's a forest to scream. To sing, to scream, to be silent to Hashem. Right? All this became the place of life for all the blessed lovers in that generation from 100 years ago, right? Came the.
They
couldn't get to. No, but besides, they used to go anyways all the time. So you know how they used to go to the Meron? Why? It's very complicated. We'll see how much time it takes. How did they go? So, first of all, before every time they used to go to Meron, Shmuel was full of joy. Full of joy. He's very, very happy. And in those hours, and before going to Meron, it was just pouring out of him, the happiness. He didn't talk so much, but he started crying and excited and Amash. And then he used to take his kids and start singing with them, Kiva Simcha Tetzeyu, Shalom Tevalu, we're going to Meron. Right? He also danced because he wants his kids to feel Meron, we're going to Meron, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, to be excited for it. It's a small thing, going to Meron. And also, he was usually completely silent the whole way. Focus. You go to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, silent the whole way. Sometimes it was 8 or 9 hours. That's how long it took. Yeah?
How long is it today?
Today? 3 hours.
Third
of the bus? Yeah, there's buses every day. 6 buses every day from Yerushalayim. 6 buses going up, 6 buses going down.
Left the central bus station?
No, here. Bar Ilan. Oh, also you get from near the central bus station. 982. Call Egan, they'll tell you. Look it up.
The Pim?
The Pim? Once Rav Shmuel said, I don't need anything in this world. Only Torah, and Tefillah, and Rabbi Shimon. Also, when he used to come back from Rabbi Shimon, he was full of joy, and he used to tell stories, he used to sing Nigunim from Rabbi Shimon, he used to dance and clap. He used to go all the time, especially every Erev Rosh Chodesh, he used to go to Rabbi Shimon all the time. Every Erev Rosh Chodesh. It was very, very difficult to go then. They used to go either from the old city or from Katamon. They used to go from Yerushalayim to Tel Aviv with a train. And then from Tel Aviv to Haifa with a train. All of that took 4 hours. Till Haifa, they took 4 hours. In Haifa, they used to wait for a falling apart bus. Imagine old bus taken from Haifa to Tzfat, 2 hours. Today, how long it takes? 40 minutes. An hour. 2 hours, the bus. On the way to Tzfat, they had it stop. Near Meron, about a 20-minute walk to Meron. That's how they used to walk up the mountain. The whole way, Mishmu used to sit, eyes closed completely, disconnected from the place, from the time, doesn't see, doesn't hear, and his heart is just overflowing from the good, the zchut that he's going to Rabbi Shimon. Some travelings were a whole day. Days. Full days. Sometimes in the middle of the way, they used to go to organized trips. How do you go in an old car? Sometimes it breaks down on the way. No, finished. Or the truck, they sit in the back holding on like that, two things like that,
two benches
like that, and two benches in the middle, and then we hold on the whole way. It wasn't the normal road. Okay. When they went to Meron, they used to go to other Kibbutz Tzadikim in the area, of course. Once, every year when the Aseret Yemei Teshuva, they used to be for 10 days from Rosh Hashanah till Yom Kippur, including in Meron, before they go to Uman. So there was a guy, they lived in the Kfar, they had a tractor, and in the back there was a wagon. So they used to sit, Rav Shmuel Shapira, Rav Avraham Goldreich, and other friends, and they used to take them to the Chama, and all the Kibbutz and the Kibbutz take them around. These journeys never stop. Not in the summer, not in the winter, in the freezing winter. If there was a war going on, if it wasn't a war, they went. Even during the 6-day war, they went. These journeys, more than the fuel in the car that made them move, the excitement and the kisufin, the desires that made them move. All the talks about it. Let's go. Today you pay 70 shekels two ways. 80 shekels two ways. Plum, get on and go on. Nassim Balski, also one of the bigger Breslev, he used to go to Gerut to Meron. And one time, I remember that on the way, Nassim Balski was sitting with the Kutei Tfilot of Rabbi Natan and saying word for word. And Shmuel was sitting next to him with his eyes closed, saying word for word after him. Every word he said it. The whole way. Hours and hours. So, the Seder will stop over here. We'll talk about some more stories about